Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as I come to you live from Delaware Academy in Delhi. Folks, I know I say this a lot, but it is a packed house here tonight for a boys and girls doubleheader. As the Sydney Warriors are in town, the girls are going to be tipping off here at about 6 o'clock. The boys to follow at 7:30. We'll have both games for you here tonight on WCDO. And it's exciting because not only has this become a true rivalry in the MAC, and it's a ton of fun when these two teams, these two schools get together, but it's a big fundraising night here tonight, and I think that's why really everybody is here, both from Sydney and especially from Delhi, to support the cause here tonight, and it's certainly a worthy one. 12-year-old Ava Sprague was diagnosed with cancer. She's a student here at Delaware Academy, and this night is all for her. All the proceeds that will be donated here at this benefit tonight will be going to Ava's medical expenses. So it is certainly great. In fact, the official wording is tonight's proceeds will go to the American Cancer Society and the Ava Sprague Medical Expense Fund. So it's always nice when our small communities can band together like this and help someone in need. We talked about it earlier in the week when we were in Afton for that Sydney-Afton doubleheader, and they were raising money for the Bashutska family, and here tonight for the Sprague family, especially Ava. And they've given out yellow T-shirts that say All for Ava on them. A lot of fans are wearing them in the crowd. The Delhi girls are wearing them for the starting lineups here. Balloons are all over the place. So really, it's kind of a yellow-out theme, I guess you could say, here at Delhi. And it's a really nice touch, and I'm excited to be here tonight. They're doing several things, basket raffles, the All for Ava shirts, which you can buy. They're doing a halftime shoot-a-thon where people will be able to go out and shoot half-court shots and three-point shots. And, of course, the head shaving contest, and they're going to announce who will be having their head shaved at the halftime of the boys' varsity game. There's several teachers and administrators, a couple of students as well that are on that list, as well as yours truly. I am on that list, and so basically what they do is if they get enough votes, and by votes they mean donations in each little bucket that has each person's name on it, that person will be shaving their head here at half court in support of Ava. And if they happen to draw my name, I'll be going out there at the end of the boys' varsity game after I sign off and getting my head shaved in support of Ava. I'd be glad to do it. I don't know if I'll win, though, because there are some people with some really long, flowing locks on there. If you know me or you've seen me in person, I got pretty short hair. I like to keep it short. I get my hair cut every 2 weeks. And so it might not be as fun to shave my head, but somebody else out there with that long, flowing hair, maybe a teacher, administrator, something like that, they might get the votes. But the most important thing is that they're raising funds here to support Ava and her family. And no matter what happens at the end of the night, I think it's going to be a great thing. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. They have all your transportation needs covered, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And this broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. The Delhi girls are a Class D team, and they're in second place in the MAC right now behind undefeated Delhi, or undefeated Bainbridge-Guilford, I should say. The only loss this season for the Delhi girls is to Bainbridge-Guilford in a game we did right before Christmas over on CDO. Besides that, they have run the table. They've beaten some Class C, some Class B schools. They're a very good team. They're ranked fourth in the state in Class D this week. And, you know, everybody is thinking about not only the league championships where, you know, they'll have a shot at the playoffs, but also the sectional tournament. And if you're a local basketball fan, you know that on the boys and the girls' side, the Class D tournament is a ton of fun. There's teams from all different leagues that are getting together and doing battle. Everybody's been scouting each other and talking about it all year, and it's just a ton of fun. So, but this little rivalry here tonight has a couple of wrinkles to it. I'll tell you why. This Delhi team is in second place in the MAC right now, and unless the wheels absolutely fell off over the next week or so, they are going to be in one of the top four spots. I don't know which one yet, because they have some big games coming up. They still have to play Hancock and a couple of other good teams, but they should be locked into maybe a 2 or a 3 seed, and I would venture a guess that they would be the 2 seed. If you're Sydney, you're on the outside looking in. You are about in the 5th spot right now, and you still have to play Bainbridge-Guilford. You still have to play Hancock on Monday in a game we'll have here on CDL, and you also have to get through this game against Sydney here tonight. So if against Delhi. So if you're the Sydney girls, you're playing Delhi, Hancock, and BG. Those are the three-headed monsters right now on the girls' side of the MAC. So your kind of run through the gauntlet starts tonight, and you need to try to come out with a win, especially tough on the road. Very, very tough to do on the road here, especially in front of a packed house. You know Delhi is going to want to win for their All for Ava night here tonight, and they're a very good team. They're quick. They can pressure the ball. They do a lot of different things, and Coach Bruce, I think, is one of the hardest-working scouting guys in the area. I see him at every gym, everywhere I go, and I know how hard it is for me to travel around and get to different games, so he's got to run a practice and then zip over the hill to UV or to Sydney or to Hancock or wherever he's going, to BG, and get everything set. So he is a dedicated guy this time of year. He does not take a day off, and neither does his team. And I'm sure they're prepared for tonight, but if you're Sydney, they have the talent, and they have won some big-time games against Delhi over the last couple of years. They split last year. Sydney won in the regular season. Delhi won in the MAC playoffs, so these two teams really like to get after each other, and they have a good history back and forth. So we're going to take a quick break here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Stop over and see Cork and the crew on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney today. He will take great care of you, and he's got a great selection on the lot right now. You talk about this bad winter weather, Cork can go get you set with a variety of four-wheel drive vehicles. So stop over and see him. Of course, they also have the great daily rentals and an expert service department as well. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll be back. The Delhi girls taking on Sydney at 6 o'clock. The boys at 7:30. A full night of high school basketball ahead here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO, coming to you live from Delaware Academy. It's a doubleheader, the girls at 6, the boys at 7:30. Sydney has traveled over the hill for this girls matchup. Of course, the boys as well. Boy, I think both games are just going to be really great. Really looking forward to the boys game. That's for sure. I think that's one that everybody has been waiting for all season long. Don't want to look past this girls game, though. I think this is going to be a great one as well. Let's do our Sydney starting lineup first. They are led by senior number 10, Mackenzie Gravelin. Also a senior number 11, Taylor Barnes. Also the 6'2" senior number 13, Carolee Pierce. Number 15, a senior, Ariana Bernard. And also a senior, number 23, Taylor Hawkins. So five seniors in the starting lineup here tonight for Sydney. And that brings a lot of experience to the table. They've been in this situation before for head coach Lindsay Coons. And for Delhi, they will start with junior, number 2, Logan Bruce, who I might add is our this month's WCDO and Chobani Female Athlete of the Month. Congratulations to Logan on that. We were over here yesterday giving her her plaque and her yogurt. And she's just a great kid and one of the best point guards in the area, that's for sure. A junior, number 5, Olivia Waken. Also a junior, number 10, Caitlin Finch. A sophomore, number 11, Anna Post. And also a senior, number 13, Addie Sackett. And so here is Delhi going through their starting lineups. And boy, they have a lot of youth on this team. When you think about it, Addie Sackett, the lone senior in the starting lineup, she'll be going to Plattsburgh next year to play college ball. And so this is great. You're going to have a lot of returners for this very good Delhi team. The future is bright. And this was a team that got all the way to the sectional finals last year in Class D. They made it to the MAC championship for the second straight year. They can't seem to get over that hump with BG. We'll see if they can do it this year. And they lost in the sectional final to Milford after upsetting South Courtright in probably one of the best, most exciting basketball games I've ever seen in the Section 4 Class D semifinals a year ago at Oneonta State. We can only hope that there's some great basketball ahead like that for us this year. It's going to be a ton of fun. All right, Sydney is in the road of maroon uniforms with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the shirt there. Delhi, pretty much the exact opposite. They're in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. And it says Lady Bulldogs across the front of the uniform there. Sydney will go left to right on your radio dial, and Delhi right to left, again in front of a huge packed crowd here tonight at the Ed Schalke Gymnasium, a very beautiful venue here at Delaware Academy. They redid the gym a couple of years ago. It's very bright and nice in here, and I have a great broadcast spot up off the floor. Feel like I'm in a real professional press box, and we're ready and set to go. And Delhi is going to win the opening tip, and Caitlin Finch has it outside the three-point line. Now gets it to the high post for Olivia Waken. Reverses far side for Logan Bruce, says Sydney comes out in a little 2-3 zone on defense. Logan Bruce, right side corner for three, rims out. Rebound for Ari Bernard. That's going to be a key for Delhi. They have to control the boards because Carolee Pierce and Ari Bernard, two very good rebounders for Sydney. Mackenzie Gravelin to the right side of the floor, has her pocket picked. Addie Sackett all alone down the left side of the floor, puts it up but misses the left-handed layup. Wide open and just couldn't get it to go down. And so Sydney will bring it back up the floor. Remains a scoreless game. You do not see Addie Sackett miss many shots like that. Could be the nerves early in this one. Bernard to the high post for Carolee Pierce. One-on-one battle there with Anna Post. The ball is knocked free out of bounds and will go back to Delhi. Post is a very tenacious defender, and she'll get after it here with Carolee Pierce all night tonight. They helped each other up off the floor. Great to see that sportsmanship. And Anna Post, great soccer player as well as a very feisty basketball player here for the Lady Bulldogs. Speaking of Post, has it on the left side baseline. Now kicks it back out for Logan Bruce, top of the key. Bounce pass for Sackett, left side. Three-point line extended. Bruce on the right side of the floor now, gets it back, skips it across for Sackett, goes down low, puts up the left-handed layup, again no good. Rebound for the Lady Warriors, and they'll walk it up the floor with Mackenzie Gravelin after Taylor Hawkins ripped down that board. Gravelin finds Barnes on the left side of the floor, and now back to Gravelin. High post for Bernard. Closely guarded here by two Delhi defenders. It's blocked as Bernard tries to go up for a shot. We'll have a jump ball off the rebound, and a whistle. Yes, it will be for the jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Sydney. They are going to inbound underneath the bucket. Now the officiating crew is going to get together and have a quick word. Looked like one of the officials, Gene Chilean, looking up at the shot clock, and may have been an accidental reset, so he's going to go over and make sure that is all sealed up. I think he was making sure it actually did get reset, because I think on the interior bounce pass down there, there might have been a kick as well. Out of bounds play goes in, but immediately knocked right out of bounds by Logan Bruce. And so Sydney will inbound the ball once again here with Gravelin. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless here between Sydney and Delhi. Sydney gets the ball into the corner with Taylor Barnes. Outside of the three-point arc now for Ari Bernard, top of the key. Bernard picks up her dribble, now gets it to the high post for Hawkins. Works it back out. Taylor Barnes, right side, running jumper off the glass. No good. Pierce cleans up the mess, but her right-handed layup won't go down. And both teams remain scoreless as Delhi gets the rebound. We're 2 minutes in here in the first quarter tonight in Delhi. Here's Caitlin Finch with a running jumper, right side. No good. Post with a rebound, but they'll say she shuffled her feet and traveled. So again, 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. And a 0-0 game between Sydney and Delhi here from Delaware Academy. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Great night for some basketball as Logan Bruce will steal it away here from Mackenzie Gravelin. And she'll turn on the afterburners and get it back down the floor. Kicks one out here, left side for Caitlin Finch. To the high post on the right low block for Olivia Wakin. Good turnaround move. The jumper won't fall, though, and a rebound for Taylor Hawkins. Lady Warriors are doing a good job of cleaning the glass here in the early going. But a steal right back by Bruce. Ahead now for Caitlin Finch. Lost the handle. It was punched out of bounds and will stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Last touched by Taylor Hawkins. 5:40 to go, first quarter, and it looks like a timeout's going to be taken by Delhi. We are scoreless here between Delhi and Sydney. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
5:40 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless between Delhi and Sydney. And the Lady Bulldogs will get the ball in at half court after that timeout. They'll bring it to the left side of the floor, outside the three-point line. And now for Addie Sackett, for Caitlin Finch in the corner. Finch skips it across the 2-3 zone, finds Logan Bruce. Baseline drive, the floating jumper, hit the rim twice, won't fall, out of bounds, and back here to the Sydney Lady Warriors. Boy, we might have a stalemate here for the first half of this first quarter if this keeps up, as we are still scoreless. No, I don't think that'll happen long, as Carolee Pierce gets the ball in front of the press and puts it up and in. Carolee Pierce with the first 2 points, and Sydney leads 2-0. Outside for Caitlin Finch. Long three in the corner. No good. Draws nothing but air. And a rebound for Sydney. And Gravelin will bring it back up the floor. Now for Ari Bernard. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Kicks it across now for Taylor Barnes. Long 20-footer. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Pierce cleans up the rebound and puts it in. Carolee Pierce with a quick 4 points. And a 4-0 lead with 4:50 to go in the first quarter for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Finch in the corner, right side, goes down low for Olivia Wakin, lost it out of bounds, and it goes back to Sydney, much to the dismay of head coach Todd Bruce, disagreeing with the call, but also calmly saying to his girls, hey, we got to settle in, take your time, run through the progressions on offense. Sydney trying to beat the pressure here, but the pressure gets to them this time, as it's a traveling violation against Mackenzie Gravelin. And so a good turnover there off the pressure from Olivia Wakin and Logan Bruce. 4:42 to go, first quarter. 4-0 lead as Delhi try to get on the board as they trail 4-0 here against Sydney, and they'll get the ball in, and a foul is called on Sydney. This will be the first foul of the evening. on either side. This will be on Taylor Barnes. It'll be a shooting foul and send Anna Post to the line here for the Lady Bulldogs. Post, the sophomore who's worked her way into the starting lineup, gets the first shot, hits the front of the rim, and no good. Second one coming for Anna Post as Delhi is trying to break through on this scoreless drought here in this first quarter. Second one coming for Post is good. So Anna Post might just give Delhi the shot in the arm they need. It's Sydney 4, Delhi 1 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal for the Lady Bulldogs at midcourt, but they'll turn it right back over. Post stole the ball right on the Bulldogs logo at half court and then traveled as she tried to quickly move it in transition. Ball goes back to Sydney. Here is Ari Bernard. She will inbound it in front of the scorer's table. Far side of the floor as Sydney goes left to right. Here in game one of this doubleheader tonight, Sydney on the road at Delhi. To the high post, turnaround shot for Ari Bernard. Boy, it rattled and hit the rim three or four times, then popped out, wouldn't go down. Logan Bruce back up the floor. Bruce gets into the paint. Little bounce pass for Sackett, now back for Bruce. Wants to step in, gives it back to Sackett for a 15-footer. Left baseline, won't go down. Rebound here on the floor for Olivia Wakin. And back out for Caitlin Finch. She spots up for three. She can't get it as she dials long distance. But a rebound for Anna Post. Dribbles it off her foot, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Sydney. Boy, three good looks at it there for Delhi. They couldn't get it to go down. And Carly Heavey's going to check into the game for Delhi. Caitlin Finch to the bench. Finch looks a little frustrated here, just not able to get some of those shots to go down. Delhi sometime, in my opinion, can be a streaky team shooting the ball. You don't want them to get hot, but when they're cold, as they are from time to time, they really can't get anything to go. And now a foul on Taylor Hawkins as Delhi brings it back up the floor. And this will be the second foul here on Sydney as a team, and the first on Taylor Hawkins. 3:55 to go in the first quarter, a 4-1 lead for Sydney over Delhi, and the Lady Warriors are going to take a timeout. Again, our score, Sydney 4, Delhi 1. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 3:54 to go in this first quarter. It's a 4-1 ball game. The Sydney girls on the road here at Delhi leading 4-1. 3:50 to go in this opening quarter in front of a packed house here tonight at Delaware Academy. And I know I use that term loosely a lot, but this is a packed house, standing room only here. Carly Heavey at the top of the key finds Logan Bruce outside the three-point line. Bruce back for Heavey, 15 on the shot clock. Now to the foul line. Turnaround shot, Olivia Wakin off the back of the rim. No good. Cleans up her own mess. Can't get the second chance to go. Rebound here for Sydney and Taylor Hawkins as it was tipped to her by Kara Lee Pierce. Great second effort by the 6'2" Pierce. Now back up the floor. Bruce was going for the steal there against Taylor Barnes, and the foul is going to be on Logan Bruce. And that'll be the first foul on Bruce. And this will be the first foul on Delhi as a team. 3:23 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Sydney with the ball as they go left to right. They have it on the right wing. Here's Ariana Bernard down low. Gets it and shoots, but a traveling violation. Bernard went shoulder to shoulder there with, looks like, Kayla Spangenberg, who just checked into the game. Both went tumbling to the ground, and when she tried to get back up, she was called for the travel, but Delhi is going to give it right back as Abby Sackett travels with the ball as she tries to bring it up the floor. Hannah Morley is going to check in now for Abby Sackett, so some of the reserves coming in. Heavey, Spangenberg, as well as Morley all checking in for Delhi, trying to get some life into this team here. With 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and now we're going to have a jump ball. As a great job by Spangenberg, it's tied up with Taylor Hawkins there for Sydney. Hawkins certainly frustrated after that call, did not want to get tied up there, tried to rip it free but couldn't do it. And Delhi back the other way, 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Here's Post to the bucket, lays it up and in. And a Post with all three of Delhi's points. And 2:50 to go in the first quarter, Sydney with a 1-point lead, 4-3. Ari Bernard over the half-court timeline. Stolen away here by Morley, and ahead now for Logan Bruce. Bruce down the right side of the floor. Finds Spangenberg off the glass. Oh, it rolled all the way around the rim. Couldn't go down. Carly Heavey with a rebound, and she's fouled as she goes back up for it. This Delhi start is very reminiscent to the BG game we saw right before Christmas. They just could not get it going. And that night, BG was shooting the lights out and was able to pull away. So far tonight, this one remains close with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Carly Heavey to the line. First one is splash. Good for Heavey. Heavey gets it to go. We're knotted up at four with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming for the senior, Carly Heavey. Second one is good. So Heavey goes 2 for 2. Much needed points there for the Lady Bulldogs. They have their first lead of the evening, 5-4. Ari Bernard up the right side of the floor, lost it, lost her dribble. Here's Bruce to the bucket, no good on the right-handed layup. And boy, Delhi is leaving some easy points out there on the floor, just couldn't get it to go. Now to the high post here for Spangenberg, and back out for Logan Bruce. Back for Spangenberg at the foul line, pump fakes, gets it down low. Spangenberg off the glass, and the kiss is good for Kayla Spangenberg. Great to see her back out on the floor after she suffered an injury in that BG game. And she's back in full force, and now she forces a steal. Ball tipped out of bounds, and that is the spark off the bench that Todd Bruce is looking for. And he's gotten it from Kayla Spangenberg. As Delhi leads 7-4 with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. And here is Mackenzie Gravelin at the top of the key. Gravelin closely guarded by Carly Heavey. Delhi sticking with the man-to-man. Now in front of the far side bench. That's the Delhi bench. On the left side of the floor, Ari Bernard is fouled. Let's see who it's on. With a minute 35 to go in this first quarter. No official signal yet, or are they just going to say that it was a kick? Yes, they'll say it was a kick. As Bernard went to dribble, looks like it was hit off of a defender's foot. Or no, are they going to say this is on Logan Bruce? Boy, I did not see an official signal as the ball sails out of bounds and goes back to the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Now I do see this is going to be the second foul on Logan Bruce, so she's going to go to the bench, and we'll have a timeout with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Delhi 7, Sydney 4. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Minute and a half to go in this first quarter. 7-4 is the score. As the Delhi Lady Bulldogs leading Sydney, they'll go right down low. Delhi with the ball and a post to right-handed layup. No good. The rebound is a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Sydney here with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Brenna Gioffi is going to check in, and Post is going to go to the bench. So that foul was on Logan Bruce. That's going to be her second, so she will be on the bench for a while. And head coach and dad, Todd Bruce, is going to have to protect her over there and keep her safe, because you cannot have her picking up that third foul as your starting point guard. Left side of the floor now as Sydney goes left to right with Ariana Bernard. Back across for Taylor Barnes off the glass. Couldn't get it to go, but she's fouled and she'll shoot two. The foul will be here on Delhi, and it will be on Hannah Morley, her first, and the team second. Here's the team foul situation. Sydney with 3, Delhi with 2, and since in the girls' game they reset now, it doesn't appear that there will be any problems with the shooting here in the first quarter with only a minute left. Taylor Barnes cannot get the first shot to go. Second one coming, and these are points that Sydney needs. They cannot leave these points at the foul line here tonight. Second shot for Barnes off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Delhi, so Barnes goes 0 for 2. That's a tough break for Sydney. Back the other way, a pull-up jumper. Caitlin Finch left it short. Not enough spice on this one. Spangenberg a rebound. It was blocked, though. Great job there by Taylor Hawkins, and Sydney comes back up the floor with the ball, trailing by 3-7-4 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Barnes, and leaves it back now for Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin pump fakes, back for Barnes for a long 20-footer, clanks it off the back, no good. Brenna Gioffi with a big rebound, back for Hannah Morley. Morley will dribble it up the floor, left-handed, ahead now for Caitlin Finch. Finch with a dribble drive back out for Heavey. Interior pass for Spangenberg, blocked there by Carolee Pierce. Spangenberg tries again, and again blocked by Pierce. Delhi fans want a foul. Tough to see from this angle if it was a foul or not. Either way, out of bounds, and Delhi will hold on to possession with 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And they'll get it right into the low post here for Brenna Gioffi. Turnaround shot, no good. Ball is loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball, and Arrow will keep it with Delhi. With 18 seconds to go in the first quarter, 7-4 the score. The Delhi girls on top of Sydney here in a key MAC matchup tonight. And Caitlin Finch underneath the glass will look to inbound the ball, and she quickly does to Spangenberg, and she's blocked by Carolee Pearson. This time they'll get her for the foul. Boy, hard to tell from this angle if it was a foul or not. Pierce not pleased with the call. She had 11 blocks the other night in that game against Athens. She had a double-double, 13 points, 11 blocks, and she's just good. That's one of her big-time skills. She's being recruited by a couple of D3 schools, and we'll see if she commits in a few weeks. At the meantime, Kayla Spangenberg to the line. First shot is good. You can't give a good shooter like Spangenberg a chance at the line. She has 3 points so far here in the first quarter. More coming possibly at the line. With 16 seconds left, Spangenberg settles in. Takes that deep breath. Second shot off the side of the rim. No good. Pierce rips down a rebound. Spangenberg was right there. Got her tied up. And it will be a foul. This one will be on Hannah Morley, who was also in there trying to tie it up. And so with 14 seconds left, that will be the first on Morley and the team's third. And so it's Delhi 8, Sydney 4. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Far side for Ari Bernard. Now for Hawkins in the corner, it was tipped, it's going to roll out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Sydney with 4.1 seconds left. So Sydney hoping to get it in and get off a shot here before the buzzer for the quarter rings. They will get it into Hawkins, who tries to skip it across, tipped out of bounds there by Caitlin Finch as they tried that cross-court pass. So 0.6 left on the clock, but it's going to go back to Delhi here, and they'll run out the time, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Yeah, the ball should have been with Sydney, I think, and they let Delhi inbound it. Yeah, so they're going to go back and redo this. They gave the ball to Delhi, and I'm thinking, they knocked it out of bounds. How could that be? But that's why I'm up here in the booth, and I'm not an official. So they're going to put .6 back up on the board, and Sydney is really just going to have about a split second to get it in, literally, and throw it up. And it's 8-6 or 8-4 the score. Delhi on top. They'll get it into Bernard. Turns around and can't get it off. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score Delhi 8, Sydney 4. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Started the second quarter live from Delaware Academy. The Delhi girls on top of visiting Sydney 8-4. A doubleheader here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be here all night with you. We'll also have the boys game at 7:30 here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Sydney getting the ball in to start the second quarter, and they throw it away. A pass from Bernard to Barnes. Little miscommunication. She couldn't get to the spot in time, and it rolls out of play. possession back to Delhi. Here is Logan Bruce into the right side of the floor now for Caitlin Finch. Back across for Bruce, who is playing with two fouls here. She's going to have to be careful. Here's Caitlin Finch. Interior pass down low for Olivia Wakin. Throws it up, and Pierce blocks it away. And boy, the presence of Carolee Pierce is really throwing the Delhi big girls off when they get it down low. They got to mix in a pump fake here. Bernard will get it to the high post for Pierce. Pierce now for Barnes. They try to go back to her. Now back out for Bernard. A deep three won't go down. Rebound for Olivia Wakin. And this Delhi defense still disrupting Sydney on their offensive end of the floor. Here is Sackett. And back out for Caitlin Finch. A deep three straight away. Off the front of the rim. No good. Bernard a rebound. Gets tied up there with Logan Bruce. Jump ball is going to keep it with Delhi with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Delhi is cold on their shooting side of the floor. And Sydney just cannot get anything going because of the Delhi's crappy defense. So it remains a close game. Here's Finch on the right side of the floor. Gets one down low. Tries a bounce pass to Gioffi. Intercepted there by Hawkins. And an outlet pass to Bernard, who will bring it up the floor. Interesting that Bernard brings it up for Sydney, as she's one of the girls that plays down low. And now a foul. It's going to be an intentional foul here on Bernard. There was a steal right at midcourt by Bruce and Finch. And Bernard, as she had the ball taken away from her, just grabbed onto that arm for a split second. And it was called an intentional foul. So Bernard is going to come out of the game, take a seat. Fouls reset, so that's going to be the first one on Sydney here in the second quarter. And Bernard's first. So it'll be an intentional foul. And this will send Addie Sackett to the line. And that's just a frustration thing, I think, for Bernard. You know, had the ball stolen away, got stuck in a double team, and just grabbed on at the last second. And Sackett the line makes the first shot. So second one coming. Here for Addie Sackett again, who is Plattsburgh bound to play for the Lady Cardinals next year. Misses the second one. So Sackett goes 1-for-2. But hey, in a close game like this, 9-4 the score. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. And Delhi with the ball, and they will look to get it in for Logan Bruce. Bruce will bring it over the half-court timeline, and now we'll get one back here for Addie Sackett. Back for Bruce, still looking for her first points of the night. They go to the high post for Brenna Gioffi. And now back out here for the Lady Bulldogs for Logan Bruce. Left side of the floor, a deep three won't go down for Bruce, and out of bounds it rolls. Delhi just not shooting the ball well here tonight. They can't find their range, and sometimes when you're not shooting well early, it kind of just is the snowball effect. And until you make a couple of buckets, it's just hard to get on a roll. Sydney will bring it back up the floor with Taylor Barnes. Stolen away, though, by Olivia Wakin. 2-on-1 for Delhi if they can hurry. Wakin lays it up and in. And so a great move there by Olivia Wakin, and she puts it down, and Delhi leads 11-4. So despite the shooting woes, Delhi still with a comfortable lead, and now Sydney with another turnover as Mackenzie Gravelin at midcourt will shuffle her feet. And now this is going to be a full timeout taken here by the Sydney Lady Warriors. 6:10 to go in the second quarter. It is Delhi 11, Sydney 4. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:55 to go in the second quarter, live here from Delaware Academy, and Logan Bruce out of the timeout is going to hit the little runner in the lane for her first points of the night. And Delhi increases the lead to 13-4 with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Down the right side of the floor for Taylor Barnes, stolen away here by Caitlin Finch. She's off to the races. Bounce pass over for Addie Sackett, but blocked there by Taylor Barnes, out of bounds, and we'll have a foul. Sydney is playing frustrated basketball right now as they are having a tough time with the pressure, especially at midcourt, that Delhi Bulldogs throw at you. That's what really, it makes it tough. They look and kind of wait for that half-court trap, and then they like to pounce on you. First shot here for Addie Sackett at the line is good. She puts it in, and it's a 10-point lead for Delhi, 14-4. Taylor Barnes to the bench, and Ari Bernard back in. Second shot coming here for Sackett is good. So Addie Sackett with 3 points. It's tied for the team high with Anna Post and Kayla Spangenberg at the moment. Delhi 15, Sydney 4 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Sydney trying to break the press. They can't do it. Brenna Gioffi tips it out of bounds. It'll stay with Sydney, but good pressure there by Gioffi. So Sydney will inbound the ball on the far side of the floor with Mackenzie Constable. Constable gets it in and finds Ari Bernard. Bounce pass for Constable for three. Got it. And a big lift off the bench there for Mackenzie Constable, who dials long distance, and it's 15-7. Good play. Delhi back the other way. They're in the white uniforms with the maroon trim here tonight, says Lady Bulldogs across the front of the uniform. As they go right to left, they have it on the right side of the floor. Now a steal by Sydney as Mackenzie Gravelin was there to intercept the pass from Caitlin Finch. At the Bulldog logo at midcourt, here's Taylor Hawkins and back for Gravelin. Trying to get it to go down low here for Ari Bernard. Bernard at the high post, running jumper off the glass. No good. Bernard gets her own rebound, puts it up, and she's fouled. And Sydney is finding some life here. 4:48 to go in the second quarter. And what was just an 11-point lead is starting to slip away now with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Bernard to the line here for Sydney to shoot two. Delhi 15 and Sydney 7. Bernard at the line, a good foul shooter, can cut into it here. First one is good for Bernard. So Ari Bernard, her first points of the night. She had 19 in a win over Afton in a game we did on CDO here on Tuesday. Second shot coming for Bernard. She was our outstanding offense player of the game. Second shot is good. So Bernard goes 2 for 2, and Sydney not going away easily here. It's 15-9 with 4:40 to go here in the second quarter. Back out for Caitlin Finch as Delhi has it on the right wing. Back up for Finch at the top of the key, outside the three-point line. Reverses back across into the corner now for Carly Heavey. Heavey for Addie Sackett, still right wing. Dribbles to the foul line, now into the corner for Caitlin Finch on the left side. Finch, behind the back dribble, gets into the lane, throws up a jumper, and it's good. Caitlin Finch, her first basket of the night. And it's 17-9. Delhi on top of Sydney with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Sydney gets through the half-court trap. And when they have a chance to settle in, that's when they seem to be doing okay. But that trap has given them all sorts of trouble right around the half-court line. They go down low for Taylor Hawkins. Her shot off the glass is good. And Sydney's starting to heat up here, folks. Taylor Hawkins with her first bucket of the night. And it's 17-11 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. On the road here tonight at Delaware Academy. Here is Sackett, a pull-up jumper, no good. Brenna Gioffi with the rebound, puts up a left-handed shot, no good, and a foul. And this one is going to be on Delhi. And it's going to be on Brenna Gioffi, who used that arm to just create a little extra space there going for that rebound. And so Brenna Gioffi will be whistled for the foul. She's actually going to go to the bench now for a quick breather. Both teams with 2 fouls apiece here in the second quarter. 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Sydney gets it down low again for Taylor Hawkins. Her little 5-foot jumper, no good. We're going to have a reach-in foul, it looks like, here. Let's see who this is on. Looks like Taylor Hawkins. Yes, it will be. 3.5 to go. Second quarter. That'll be the third foul on Sydney in the quarter. And the second foul on Hawkins. So Delhi girls leading Sydney 17-11. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. I know some of our loyal listeners are out there on the World Wide Web taking a listen tonight. Appreciate that. Left side of the floor here for Anna Post. Throws one off the glass. No good. Second chance won't go down. Rebound here for Spangenberg. She tries to put it up. No, she traveled. And the Zebra crew will get it to go back the other way. It looks like a timeout coming on the floor for Delhi. Yes, it is. Delhi girls 17, Sydney 11, 3:13 to go before the half. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:13 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, and also the game audio archive, our courtesy of SFCU. Of course, tonight is all for Ava night here as they are raising funds tonight for Ava Sprague, 12-year-old here at Delaware Academy who was diagnosed with cancer. They got a lot of great fundraising things going on here tonight. We'll talk about more of that at the halftime break. Out of the timeout, Delhi with the ball. They'll bring it up the floor with Carly Heavey with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Here's Addie Sackett. Bounce pass down low, finding Anna Post. The shot off the glass. The kiss won't go down. Rebound for Sydney. Gravelin, though, is in a tough spot. And, yes, she will step on the end line. And possession goes back to Delhi with 2:45 to go before the halftime break. Delhi girls leading Sydney 17-11 in a key MAC matchup here tonight. Delhi gets it into Spangenberg. She goes up against Pierce one-on-one, and Pierce wins the battle, getting a piece of it, knocks it free, and Sydney back up the floor. Gravelin will leave one off for Ari Bernard as Sydney goes left to right. Bernard on the right side of the floor gets it back out for Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin holding on to it, closely guarded in the man-to-man, but she gets free away there from Caitlin Finch off the glass and good for Mackenzie Gravelin. And we are back to a four-point game. Sydney was down 10 at one point, but they have crawled back out of that hole. Delhi 17, Sydney 13, with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Finch on the right side of the floor, holding on to it outside the three-point line in the corner, reverses top of the key, still outside the three, back for Finch, right corner on the baseline. 10 on the shot clock. They go down low for Spangenberg, and she's blocked by Carolee Pierce. And the block party continues. It did on Tuesday, and it does tonight here for Carolee Pierce. Minute 58 to go in the second quarter. Finch is going to come to the bench, have a quick word with Todd Bruce, head coach. Delhi will get it in. Anna Post wide open, drains the jumper from the foul line. Anna Post with 5 points here for Delhi, and they have it back up to a six-point ball game, 19-13. But a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor here for Mackenzie Constable, who kind of jump-started this little resurgence here by Sydney with a three-pointer not too long ago. And that was steal by Delhi. Boy, that scrappy defense is really coming in handy. Back up the floor now for Addie Sackett to Carly Heavey. As they'll work it around to the left side of the floor as Delhi in the white uniforms with the maroon trim goes right to left on your radio dial. Here is Hannah Morley outside the three-point line. Quick reversal against this 2-3 zone defense. They try to go down low. The left low block. Spangenberg left the jumper short. Tries again and a block by Pierce, but this time a foul. And boy, Lindsay Coons, head coach for Sydney, losing her mind about that call over on the far side of the floor. So a minute 12 to go in the second quarter. This is going to send Spangenberg to the line. Oh boy, they won't get that foul on Pierce. I thought they were. That would have been her second. Instead, they will get it on Adrian Paternoster, who just checked in. Kind of a break there for Sydney, I think. Spangenberg, though, can't make him pay at the line as she misses the first shot. Second one coming for Spangenberg, the senior who has 3 points here so far tonight. Second one coming for Spangenberg at the line. 5'8", wearing number 23. Spangenberg holding her breath, waiting for that second shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Sydney, and Delhi can't make him pay. And Carolee Pierce is fouled as she goes up for the rebound. And the foul will be on Spangenberg, so this is going to be the third team foul on Delhi. And I believe this will be the first on Spangenberg for a personal foul. 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Brenna Gioffi checks back in for Spangenberg. Here's the team foul situation. 4 for Sydney, 3 for Delhi. So Sydney wants to try to avoid getting that last foul and putting Delhi on the line deep here in the second quarter. Sydney trying to get some points, cutting into this Delhi lead before the halftime break. Here is Ari Bernard outside the three-point line. Passes down low, looking for Paternoster. She zips it back across here for Ari Bernard. Dribble drive on the right baseline, and a foul is going to be called here on Addie Sackett. The Delhi fans are saying that it's Bernard who's pushing off and not Sackett, but they won't get that call. That is going to be the fourth team foul. And yes, they put the foul up on the wrong side of the board here. So Gene Chilian, head official, is going to go over and get that rectified. So it's four fouls for each team here up on the board with 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. Delhi girls leading Sydney 19-13. Mirabadell halftime report coming up. Taylor Barnes pulls up a jumper, partially blocked, and Delhi comes away with a steal. Here's Hannah Morley off to the races, like Speedy Gonzalez down the right side of the floor. A shot there by Anna Post after she dished it off, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. Great play there by Morley, who zipped right down the floor, threw it down low there for Post, who was hammered as she went up for the hoop. So Anna Post will go to the line with 5 points. It's a game high so far. Post to the line. First shot is good. And a post gets it to go. Delhi with a 7-point lead, 20-13. 39 seconds left in the second quarter. You'll want to make sure you stay tuned for the Mirabadell Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll talk more about All for Ava, the fundraising event here tonight, as well as go through the scoring summary as Anna Post gets the second one to go. And Delhi leads 21-13 with 35 ticks left up on the clock here in the second quarter from Delaware Academy. Sydney trying to go down low, and the pass from Bernard as she was looking for Taylor Hawkins was too tall. Out of bounds and back to Delhi. So, boy, if you are the Lady Bulldogs, you could push this back up to a 10-point ball game if you want to play for the last shot here. Game clock and shot clock are about identical at the moment. Left side here for Addie Sackett, reverses for Carly Heavey. The dynamic duo will pass one back off here for Hannah Morley. Morley outside the three-point line, back for Sackett. 12 seconds to go. They go down low for Post. She ran into a wall of Sydney defenders, kicks it back out for Heavey. Carly Heavey down low for Post, turnaround shot, no good, gets her own rebound, throws it up, it's good, and count the bucket for Anna Post. Huge play there. She got her own rebound, put it up, got the layup to go, and was fouled. And the Sydney coaching staff not happy. Boy, this lead was 10. They chipped it all the way back down to 4, and now it's back up to 10. That's enough to drive a coach crazy. And here is Anna Post again at the line, looking to get into double figures. Anna Post, foul shot, no good. Left it short, gets her own rebound. 2 seconds left, kicks it out. Heavey at the buzzer, no good. And our halftime score is Delhi 23 and Sydney 13. Mirabadell Energy Products halftime report coming up. A hard-fought first half between the Lady Warriors and the Lady Bulldogs here on a fundraiser night here tonight from Delaware Academy, All for Ava, a 12-year-old student at Delaware Academy who was diagnosed with cancer, and they are doing everything they can for her here tonight to raise funds and awareness. And somebody's going to get their head shaved, and we'll talk more about that when we come back during our Mirabadell Energy Products halftime report. Again, our halftime score, the Delhi girls on top of Sydney, 23-13. Boys game is going to be tonight at 7:30, so we'll bring you that as well. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Mirabadell Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Mirabadell Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Mirabadell turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Mirabadell.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order a pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you had the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough cut lumber, kiln dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today. Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live from Delaware Academy tonight. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Mirabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here at the girls' game, the Delhi girls leading visiting Sydney 23-13. Here's our scoring summary from the first half. Anna Post for Delhi with 9 points. Then 3 points each from Addie Sackett and Kayla Spangenberg. 2 points apiece from Carly Heavey, Caitlin Finch, Olivia Waken, and Logan Bruce. And that's the thing. When you look at a Delhi box score, you're not going to see that girl who maybe puts up 25 or 30 a night. You're going to see very even and consistent scoring, 14, 13, 12, 11 from a variety of different girls. Now, the thing is that each night one of those different girls could have the 14, and the next night she might have 4. And then somebody else gets the 14, and then she gets 4 the next night. So you never know exactly who's going to step up and score for Delhi, but you can be guaranteed that somebody is going to come to play. Before we do our Sydney scoring, on the other side they're having a 3-point shooting contest here and are all for Ava Knight, Ava Sprague. All the money being raised here tonight goes to her. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. On the Sydney side, Carolee Pierce, I have her with 4 points and 6 blocks. She's been outstanding. She had 11 blocks the other night and 13 points. It was a great double-double for her. 2 points from Mackenzie Gravelin, 2 from Ari Bernard, 2 from Taylor Hawkins, and 3 from Mackenzie Constable. Got to give some credit to Mackenzie Constable. Hit that 3-pointer when Sydney really needed it to kind of jump-start them and get them back into the game. They cut that lead from 10 down to 4, and then it just started to balloon back up at the end of the half. So Sydney has their work cut out for them, but if there's a team that can come back, I know they can do it. They have the size advantage inside, and we'll see if they can take advantage of that. Right now is the halftime shoot-a-thon. A bunch of guys from the JV and the varsity team are out there doing 3-point shots. They'll be getting sponsors. They've been doing this for the last couple of weeks. So you can either do a flat rate sponsorship or a per shot made donation. And so then the lady shooters will be doing that during the halftime of the boys' varsity game. So all these 3-pointers, everyone that goes in is to support Ava Sprague. And folks, it's just a great night here tonight. Basket raffles, 50-50, you name it. All of these expenses will be going to the American Cancer Society and the Ava Sprague Medical Expense Fund. And if you didn't hear it earlier, somebody after the boys' game tonight is going to get their head shaved at midcourt here. They have a bunch of teachers, administrators, and everybody has been, a couple of students too, a couple of girl students, I might add, that they have some really long hair. So if one of those girls gets their head shaved tonight, kudos to them. But they've been collecting donations, and they have these little jars set up, and whichever jar your money goes into, that's essentially a vote for you. And whoever has the most votes is going to get their head shaved, including yours truly. My name was out there. They asked me to participate. They first called the station and said, hey, would you want to come over and do the Sydney Delhi doubleheader? This is what we're thinking of doing. I said, I'll be there. We want to support that. That's what we do here at CDO. And then they said, would you want to shave your head? And I said, yeah, let's do it. You know what? This is something that is near and dear to my heart. I lost my mom in a cancer battle, and so anytime I have the opportunity to step forward and try to help out someone in need, I'm more than glad to do it. And if that means they want to shave my head here tonight and I'm bald for a couple of weeks, let's do it. That's what I say. Thing is, though, I said in the pregame show, I get my hair cut every 2 weeks. I got a pretty short haircut, so it might not, it's kind of anticlimactic, I think. So whoever they choose tonight, everybody has stepped up for the great cause, and I think it's certainly great. So we'll see what happens at the end of the night. That'll be after the boys' varsity game, but they will be announcing who's getting their head shaved at halftime of the boys' game. So we'll know. So I will know if I'm doomed or not at halftime of the boys' game. So it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, you can save instantly right at the pump by using your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today at all the participating Mirabito locations in our area, or you can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a quick break. Halftime score of the girls' game, 23-13. The Delhi girls on top of Sydney. I see the official mascot here for Delhi. They actually have a bulldog who dresses up. He's in the uniform. And I'm not talking about a human being inside the bulldog suit. This is a real bulldog, and his name is Mac. How appropriate is that because of the Mac conference? I love it. And so he is walking around here. All the kids are getting a little pet. It's great to see. Halftime again, 23-13. Delhi on top of Sydney girls. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. We get you set for the start of the third quarter here. The Delhi girls leading Sydney 23-13. Sydney in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim, says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the jersey there. Delhi in the exact opposite, the home white uniforms with the maroon trim, says Lady Bulldogs in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney will have the ball to start the second half. They go right to left on your radio dial. A steal by Addie Sackett. And let's see, who are they going to get the foul on here? Sackett stole it. And no, they're going to get this one on Ari Bernard as Sackett reached in, stole the ball, and then Bernard again grabbed her on the arm. And so Delhi will get the ball back. That will be the first foul of the second half. Second on Ari Bernard. Delhi going left to right. They'll work it into the corner. Here is Addie Sackett. Pull-up jumper is good for Sackett. She has 5 points. And Delhi increases the lead to 25-13. Taylor Barnes will walk it up the floor, right side. Delhi still coming with that man-to-man pressure. They love to try to trap when it gets to the corners of the floor. over on that far side as you get towards the half-court timeline. Sidney passes down low looking for Taylor Hawkins, who's tied up with Anna Post, who will have a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back here to the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. So a good hustle play there by Post, ties the ball up and gives it back to Delhi on the possession arrow. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. To the right side of the floor here for Caitlin Finch as she dribbles in front of her own bench. Finch into the corner now for Addie Sackett. Bounce pass back out for Finch. And Finch into the corner, back for Sackett again. The shot is no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Finch will scoop it up and pass for Logan Bruce on the right side of the floor. And now zips one inside for Olivia Wakin. She can't make the shot. Post with a rebound. Gets tied up. Possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give this one back here to Sidney. So Sidney, I think, in my opinion, needs to start now. Start getting on a roll here. You're down 25-13. You're down 12. Got to start to chip away at this bit by bit so you don't leave it for too late in the game. Here's Taylor Barnes back out for Mackenzie Gravelin. Dribbles it off her foot out of bounds. Who was the last touch by? No. They're going to say it went off the foot there of Olivia Wakin. And so it will stay with Sidney. And Olivia Wakin agreeing. Shakes her head even though the Delhi faithful in the stands did not like the call. And here is Ari Bernard. Passes into the corner for Gravelin. Tries the interior pass down low for Taylor Hawkins. Tipped away and Delhi with a steal. Looking to run. And ahead now for Olivia Wakin. To the bucket off the glass. Gets it to go and it's good. Olivia Wakin with 4 points now. Carolee Pierce was going for the block. They crashed into each other. And Wakin is able to get the bucket to go. Pierce a little slow to get up here. Holding her elbow as she did really kind of rail it on the floor there. She went down. Appears to be okay. And the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity coming here for Olivia Wakin. Wakin at the foul line, waiting for that first shot. It's up and no good, rattled out. Delhi with a 27-13 lead, 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Ari Bernard, Speedy Gonzalez down the court, finding Taylor Hawkins. Tries to dribble drive, no, she will travel. And the frustrations continue here for the Lady Warriors with 6:25 to go in this third quarter. It's Delhi 27 and Sidney 13. It's just not been their night on the offensive end of the floor. Both teams kind of cold shooting, but Delhi has gotten it going when they needed to. They go down low for Anna Post, partially blocked there by Carolee Pierce, who seems to have shaken off that little elbow stinger, and back up the floor for Sidney. Here is Ariana Bernard in front of her own bench, across the floor to Taylor Hawkins. Pull-up jumper is good for Hawkins from the left baseline, making it look easy. And Hawkins now with 4 points, and it's Delhi 27, Sidney 15, with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Caitlin Finch finds Logan Bruce at the top of the key. A bounce pass there goes off the foot of Ariana Bernard. They don't call the kick, and Sidney gets the ball back on the turnover. Ahead now for Bernard. Little dribble drive, and she's fouled by Finch at half court of Delhi. Caitlin Finch with the reach and foul there. I will say that if you're going to play that little half-court style and you try to trap there at half-court, you're going to pick up some of those ticky-tack fouls, I think, on the reach-ins if you're going to be that aggressive. And to Delhi's credit, they are. Finch and Bruce love to get after it there and try to steal the ball. And this time they won't have to, is because Mackenzie Gravelin will dribble into the backcourt as she was kind of pinned right against the line, and so the turnover gives it back to Delhi. 5:35 to go in this third quarter. 27-15 the score. Delhi girls on top of Sidney. Boys game will tip off at about 7:30. We'll have that for you as well. Far side of the floor for Logan Bruce. Bounce pass into the corner now for Caitlin Finch. And yes, she did. She double dribbled. And the possession on the turnover will go back to Sidney with 5:25 to go in this third quarter. Sidney will walk it up the floor here with Ariana Bernard. Bernard gives one back to Taylor Barnes, and now for Bernard, and I think Delhi's done a good job of keying on Bernard. Other players are going to have to step up and try to score here. Taylor Hawkins with a jumper, misses it, rolls out of bounds, and possession goes back to Delhi. With 5:11 to go here in this third quarter, Delhi a 27-15 lead thanks to 5 points from Anna Post, 9 points, I should say, from Anna Post, and 5 from Addie Sackett. Post looking for more, a little reverse layup here, rolls around the rim and won't go down. Rebound for Carolee Pierce. And an outlet pass for Taylor Barnes. She gets over the Bulldogs logo at midcourt. Far side of the floor for Bernard, and she's fouled. And again, there's that double team from Bruce and Finch, and they are whistled for the foul. Delhi is going to go to the bench as Gioffi and Spangenberg come back in. Wakin and Post will go to the bench. With 4:50 to go in the third quarter, it's 27-15. Delhi girls on top of Sidney here in this MAC battle tonight. Sidney with a tough schedule coming up. They have Hancock on Monday, and they've still yet to play BG. left side of the floor here now, and it's stolen away. This one by Logan Bruce. Bruce down the floor to the tin, blocked there by Ari Bernard, and then she stepped out of bounds after blocking the shot. With 4:40 to go in this third quarter. Underneath the hoop, Logan Bruce will look to inbound the ball, and she will. Bounce pass here for Spangenberg. Gets it back for Bruce. Little 15-footer, right side, no good. Rebound for Barnes of Sydney, and Barnes will reverse it to the far side of the floor, and she'll look to walk it up the floor, and we'll have a whistle. With 4:28 to go here in this third quarter, going to be a foul, I believe, on Bruce. Again, they are really going for those steals, and Bruce with a third foul now. 4.5 to go, third quarter, I should say, 27-15 the score. Delhi girls on top. Turnaround shot here for Ariana Bernard. She goes to the bucket, can't get it to go down. Rebound here for Delhi. They'll work it back up the floor. To the right side here for Logan Bruce. Dribble drive to the right low block. Good bounce pass off there for Spangenberg, and she'll finish. Spangenberg now with 5 points and a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play, and a great little look there from Logan Bruce. When we gave her our Chobani Athlete of the Month here, we said she's one of the best point guards in the area. That's why. She wants to bounce pass first. She drove through all the traffic, got it down low, fed it into Spangenberg, who was wide open for the layup, got fouled, and connected on it. Spangenberg at the line, buries it, and she has 6 points. Delhi with their biggest lead of the game, 30-15, as we approach 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor here for Taylor Barnes. Barnes will go down low for Karen Lee Pierce. Down low, a turnaround shot, and she is fouled. Let's see. Yes, she will be fouled there by Carly Heavey. With 3:59 to go, third quarter, and Delhi leading 30-15, and Pierce will go to the line. Karen Lee Pierce with 4 points and 7 blocks so far here tonight, and she'll shoot 2, trying to add to her point total. So the first shot coming here for Karen Lee Pierce at the line. First shot for Pierce is up and good. So Carolee Pierce with 5 points. Second one coming now for Pierce. Taking her time, allowing Sydney to catch their breath here. Pierce, second shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Ari Bernard, puts it up and in. So that one really worked out there for Sydney. It's Bernard now with 4 points. And it's a 12-point game, 30-18, Delhi girls on top. Here's Carly Heavey, left side of the floor, goes down low for Spangenberg, wants it, but again a block there by Carolee Pierce. Gets it to Ari Bernard, and Sydney still has life. Let's see what they can do on this possession. Pierce down low has just been great for Sydney. Left side of the floor here for Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin on the baseline, will try to leave one off for Taylor Hawkins. Intercepted here by Spangenberg, back up the floor, but stolen right back. Ball loose on the floor now. Gioffi has it, tied up with Barnes, and a jump ball is going to keep it here with Delhi. Boy, everybody was wrestling and scrambling for that one, and finally they had to call it, and we'll have a timeout here. It's taken by Delhi. With 3:23 to go in the third quarter, it's Delhi 30, Sydney 18. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3:23 to go in the third quarter. Delhi girls out of the timeout with a 30-18 lead. Here's Addie Sackett on the left side of the floor. Sackett on the Bulldogs logo at midcourt. Now for Caitlin Finch, right side for Carly Heavey in the corner. Back out here for Finch. Finch down low for Gioffi. Trying to get one back out top for Finch. Intercepted by Sydney. Here's Ari Bernard down the left side of the floor. Bernard holding on to a turnaround jumper. No good. Hawkins with a rebound, but stolen away here by Carly Heavey. 3-on-1 for Delhi if they can hurry. Here's Finch, a pull-up jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Carolee Pierce. And Pierce looking for some options here, trying to get it to a guard, and she does for Ari Bernard with 2:45 left on the clock in the third quarter. And again, a 30-18 lead, Delhi girls on top of Sydney. Back out for Ari Bernard. Bernard sets up the offense. Delhi still in the man-to-man defense here. Bernard on the left side of the floor as Sydney goes right to left. Into the corner now for Carolee Pierce. Dribble drive into the paint. Lost her footing. The ball rolls out of bounds and is going to go back to the Lady Bulldogs. Or will they keep it here? Each official signaled a different way, so they're going to get together. They'll chat this one over, and we'll see who it stays with. It's going to stay with Sydney. So the baseline judge overruling the judge up by the half-court line. And so ball will stay with Sydney. Caitlin Finch to the bench. Hannah Morley back in for Delhi. Only 5 seconds left on the shot clock, so Sydney's going to have to be aware. They get it in for Hawkins. I don't know if they know. Here is Gravelin. Throws one up from the left side, and it's way off the mark. Sails out of bounds. And we'll go back here to the Lady Bulldogs. So it worked out either way. Gravelin's going to come to the bench, and Mackenzie Constable is going to check back in. Taylor Hawkins is in. So the starting five is in, except for Gravelin, who goes to the bench for Constable. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. 30-18 to score. Delhi on top of Sydney. The girls match up here in the third quarter. Boys coming up at 7:30. That's going to be a whale of a game, folks. Stay tuned. Here is Carly Heavey for Addie Sackett on the far side of the floor. Sackett in the corner, a deep three, no good. Tried to dial long distance, and the call wouldn't go through. Rebound for Gioppi, and she gets tied up with Taylor Barnes of Sydney. Possession arrow is going to give it back here to the Sydney Lady Warriors with a minute 55 to go in this third quarter. Sydney will get the ball in, and they'll look to bring it up the floor with Ari Bernard. Now for Constable. And again, there's that pressure at midcourt. Delhi's so famous for it. Hawkins can't get through it. A double team, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Delhi. And it's just so frustrating as a player, because unless you are really good and like on the same page as a team, it's hard to break through. And Delhi obviously saw something that they thought they could exploit, and they've done a nice job of it tonight. A minute 40 to go, third quarter. Delhi up by 12, 30-18. Here's Hannah Morley on the right side, reversing and into the corner now against this 2-3 zone on the left side for Carly Heavey. Heavey reverses right side for Hannah Morley. Thought about a shot, but instead goes back for Sackett left side. Now back to the right side for Morley, but it was too tall for her. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. So Sydney will get the ball back with a minute 23 to go, third quarter. Sydney needs to start making a run right now if they can do it. And here is Taylor Barnes, who will get it into Ari Bernard, who's in the backcourt and will look to bring it up. Stolen away, though, by Hannah Morley. Great steal. Morley gets tripped up from behind, lost the ball. No foul is called, but last touched by Sydney. Caitlin Finch comes back into the game. Addie Sackett's going to go get a breather with a minute 16 to go in this third quarter. And again, a 30-18 lead for the Delhi girls at their home floor here tonight against the Sydney Lady Warriors. Delhi will get it in to the left side of the floor for Hannah Morley. Back to the right side into the corner for Finch as Delhi goes left to right in the second half. Carly Heavey, top of the three-point arc. Now for Morley. Pump fakes on a three. Back for Heavey. Deep one. Won't go down. Boy, it died on the rim. Looked like it was going to fall in. Then fell the other way and a rebound for Sydney. Carolee Pierce will pass one to Taylor Barnes. She'll bring it up with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Barnes now finds Ariana Bernard to the right side. Bernard holding on to it here for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Back across, Carolee Pierce. Little 15-footer. Won't go down. Rebound for Delhi for Hannah Morley. Went into the land of the skyscrapers and pulled it down. Back up the floor. Carly Heavey for Spangenberg. Pull-up jumper. No good. Draws air. Rebound for Constable, and she's fouled by Hannah Morley with 28 seconds left in this third quarter. This will be the fifth foul on Delhi as a team, so this is going to put Constable at the line with 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now, if you're Sydney and Constable can make two and you get out of this quarter and you're down 10, that could be big. It could be very big. Just mentally to know, okay, we cut this down a little bit. We got 8 minutes of basketball left. Let's give it our all. So Constable to the line here to shoot two for the Sydney Lady Warriors. These are big shots. So Constable, the junior, wearing number 31. First shot, good. Constable has played very well off the bench tonight. Doing a nice job for the junior. Checking into the game now for Delhi will be Julia Burns. Her first action tonight. Spangenberg's going to go to the bench. Second shot coming here for Constable. takes her time at the line, and the shot is no good. Rattles off. Rebound for Burns, who's fresh into the game, and that's a much-needed rebound. Up the floor, Hannah Morley ahead now for Carly Heavey. 20 ticks left on the clock for Burns at the foul line. Passes one out for Finch. Pull-up jumper off the back rim, no good. Rebound Gioffi. Back out for Morley. Her jumper won't go down. Rebound for Barnes with 12 seconds left for Sydney. Now down to 7 seconds to go, third quarter. Back for Constable. Into the corner now for Carolee Pierce. Wants that three, takes it, and it's no good, and time will expire. End of the third quarter. It's 30-19. Delhi girls on top of Sydney. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. Glad to have you along. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. 30-19 is the score. I just had a text question come in. So Kayla Spangenberg is playing again. Yes. She had a concussion against that against Bainbridge Guilford in that game, and she has a history of concussions, but she passed the test, has worked her way back in. She's a senior, wants to give it a go, so kudos to her for getting back on the floor. Sydney with the ball. It's 30-19. They trail. Here's Ari Bernard. Gets it down low for Taylor Hawkins, and she gets the rebound. Can't get it to go. Kicks it back out for Barnes. Her jumper won't go down. Sydney throwing everything in the kitchen sink at that rim. It won't go in. And a rebound, it gets tied up. It's a jump ball, and it goes back here to Delhi. Boy, Sydney with three good looks on that possession. They couldn't get it to go down. 30-19 the score. Delhi with the ball and the lead here in the fourth quarter on their home floor. Boys, game starts at 7:30. Same two teams. Same bat time, same bat channel, as they would say. Left side of the floor here for Caitlin Finch, and the jumper is good. Caitlin Finch now with 4 points for Delhi. And the score is Delhi 32 and Sydney 19 with 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Ari Bernard. Takes it all the way to the rim. Won't go down. Rolled around the rim. Popped free. Rebound is a jump ball. And it'll stay here with Sydney. 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter and a 32-19 lead. We knew this was going to be a slugfest. I thought maybe it would be a little more high scoring, but I should have known better. These two teams love to scrap it up on defense, and that's been the battle here tonight. On the inbounds, a steal here by Hannah Morley. Credit to Morley. She was trying to track that ball down. She would have had a breakaway layup. Everybody else thought it was going out of bounds. She saved it for a split second, but then she just stepped on the line. Otherwise, she would have been off to the races for a breakaway layup. So it goes back to Sydney. They get it in, and a steal right back away here by Delhi. And ahead now for Olivia Wakin off the glass, and she is fouled. Great look from Logan Bruce ahead to Olivia Wakin. And she gets knocked down the arm, and she'll step to the line. Timeout taken here by Sydney with 6:59 to go, fourth quarter. It is Delhi 32, Sydney 19. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Olivia Wakin at the foul line here with 7 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. It's 32-19. Wakin at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Oh, no, up and good. I forgot she did not make the shot, so she'll get another one here. Wakin now with 5 points. She got fouled as she was going up for that layup. Didn't make it. Second one coming here for Wakin. The junior at the line, and this one is good. Rolled around the rim, went around the world, and went back in. So Delhi opens up a 34-19 lead with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter, trying to keep their second place in the MAC standings in their home court. They're going to have a big one with Hancock in a couple of weeks. Block here by Logan Bruce on Ari Bernard, and back up the floor they come. Passing one ahead now for Caitlin Finch. Finch down low for Wakin. Turnaround shot. Just gets it up and over. Carolee Pearson puts it in. Wakin now with 8 points, and Delhi their biggest lead of the game, 36-19, with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Back up the floor for Ari Bernard. Crosses the Bulldog logo there at midcourt. Bernard holding on to it, closely guarded in the man-to-man by Finch. Bernard takes it to the bucket. Shot won't go down. Rebound for Anna Post, and an outlet pass here for Caitlin Finch. Finch gets over the timeline on the right side as Delhi goes left to right. Finch zips around, finds Logan Bruce right side. Corner for three, and she drains it. Logan Bruce hits the three-pointer. Timeout taken here. Or no, they will not. Thought maybe that was going to be a timeout. With 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. I think Sydney head coach Lindsey Coons called the timeout and then said, no, I don't want it. And for some reason, they let her get away with that. Normally, they're like, nope, you're taking that timeout, whether you like it or not now. But they will let play keep going with 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. And it's the biggest lead of the game for Delhi, 39-19. Carolee Pierce gets it at the high post. Back out Taylor Barnes for a three. It just hits off the back of the rim. No good. Gravel and a rebound. Gets it now for Paternoster in the corner, who's checked into the game. She gets tied up. Possession arrow is going to give it back to the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Boys game coming up at 7:30, and that's a highly anticipated matchup tonight between two very good teams. Talk about that one more coming up. Delhi with the ball, going left to right on your radio dial. They have it on the left side of the floor. Now to the right side for Caitlin Finch, and into the corner for Olivia Wakin. Back for Finch outside the three-point line. Finch zips one across now, looking for Anna Post. Couldn't do it, and a steal away by Taylor Barnes down the right side of the floor. Barnes takes it to the bucket. The right-handed layup won't go. Boy, it's like there's a lid on the rim right now for Sydney. Back up the floor off the rebound, Logan Bruce to the foul line. Spot-up jumper is good. Logan Bruce with 7, and the January Chobani Athlete of the Month from WCDO, again with 7 points. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 41-19, Delhi girls on top of visiting Sydney. Here's Ari Bernard, gets into the paint as Sydney goes right to left, picks up her dribble, bounce pass for Paternoster, give and go right back to Bernard at the top of the key. Bernard, looking for options, goes down low, now tries a jumper from 15 feet, again hits the side of the rim, no good, rebound between Paternoster and Wakin, and we have a jump ball. This time it will stay here with Sydney. Finch comes to the bench, as well as Hannah Morley, Carly Heavey back in, as well as Addie Sackett. That dynamic duo back into the ball game here for the Bulldogs. Sydney gets it in and into the corner now for Taylor Barnes. Barnes now for Constable. Pull up three. Hits the front of the rim. Not enough spice on that one. She can't get it to go down. Rebound, Logan Bruce. Bruce back up the floor. Addie Sackett. Thought about a jumper. Goes back out for Bruce. Reversing far side for Carly Heavey. They'll work the ball around with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. And 4:20 left in the fourth quarter. Delhi with a 41-19 lead. Into the corner now for Addie Sackett. Back up for Logan Bruce, who has to chase it back up to the half-court line. 8 on the shot clock. Back for Sackett in the corner. The jumper won't go down. Clanks off the rim and a rebound for Taylor Barnes of Sydney. Safely into the hands now of Ari Bernard. Bernard up the floor, finding Paternoster in the corner. Back out for Constable. Leaves it into the hands of Barnes on the right side of the floor. Again for Paternoster with 15 on the shot clock and 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Constable with 10 on the shot clock. Almost had her pocket picked. Ball loose on the floor. Bruce gets tied up with Ariana Bernard. Ball is free. Somehow Sydney comes away with it. Down low for Carolee Pierce. And she is fouled as she goes up for the layup and will go to the line. But that was a crazy series because the shot clock was dwindling down as both teams were kind of rolling around on the floor for it. Sydney got it free, passed it down to Carolee Pierce. She went up for that layup with 1 second left on the shot clock. Couldn't get it to go, but it was just in the nick of time. So Pierce to the line, and her first foul shot is no good. Pierce with 5 points and 9 blocks so far here tonight. Again, she had 11 the other night against Afton in a double-double performance. Second one coming at the line for Carolee Pierce of Sydney. And this shot is no good. And so Sydney has left a lot of points at the foul line. And the rebound is a jump ball, and it's going to stay with Sydney. We've had more jump balls tonight than I think I've ever seen. This has been a wild and scrappy night, both these teams hustling to get it on the floor. 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi girls leading Sydney 41-19. Sydney gets the ball in, but it's immediately knocked right back out of bounds by Addie Sackett of Delhi. And so Bernard will inbound it underneath the bucket. Officials getting together for a quick word here. See what they're discussing with 3.5 left. Zebra Crew chatting. Now they're going to go over to the scorer's table here. Try to sort something out with the shot clock, I believe. They're talking to the shot clock operator at the moment. Again, 41-19 our score. It's all for Ava night. They have some very nice All for Ava t-shirts tonight that are yellow. So this place is completely yellow right now. Everybody in the stands wearing yellow t-shirts, yellow balloons. They've been wearing them for warm-ups, too, so it's a very nice showing here tonight as they're raising money for Ava Sprague, who is a student here at Delaware Academy who was diagnosed with cancer. It's been absolutely fantastic, and a lot of great fundraisers going on here tonight to raise money for Ava and her family. Sydney throws the ball in. It was tipped away, and the call is to give it back to Delhi. So Delhi up the floor, going left to right. Carly Heavey in the corner for a three, knocks it down. Carly Heavey from downtown, and she has 5 points, and Delhi leads 44-19 with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It has just not been Sydney's night offensively. Here's Carolee Pierce, puts it up, and it's going to be a blocking call on Delhi's and a post. And so Carolee Pierce looks like she might go back to the line here, and yes, she will. First foul on Anna Post, second on Delhi as a team. Both teams with 2 fouls here, and that was a shooting foul. And so Carolee Pierce right back to the line again with 5 points here tonight. Pierce settles in at the line. First one no good, and she is just struggling here from the charity stripe. Taylor Hawkins comes back in. Paternoster is going to go to the bench. And the freshman playing some good minutes here in the fourth quarter, Adrian Paternoster. Second one coming here for Carolee Pierce at the line. Settles in, and the shot is no good. Boy, she's 0 for 4 on her last two trips. Could just be tired here in the fourth quarter. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Addie Sackett with a pull-up jumper. Got it. And, boy, Delhi, for how poorly they shot in the beginning of the game, is really putting it in now, and they lead 46-19 with 2:45 left. Bernard up the floor, crosses the timeline. Almost has her pocket picked by Addie Sackett. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. And now it's a steal by Sackett. She was persistent and got away with it. Up the floor. And let's see, is it going to be a double dribble? Or yes, it is. It's going to be a double dribble. Sackett stole it and then double dribble. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Olivia Wakin goes to the bench and a post to the bench. Spangenberg and Gioffi back into the game. And so they will inbound the ball on the far side of the floor in front of the Sydney bench. Constable will look to get it in. Bounce pass, and she does to Hawkins. Stolen away, though, by Spangenberg. And ahead now for Anna Post. And now for Logan Bruce. Bruce into the corner for Carly Heavey. Down low for Spangenberg. And back out here for Addie Sackett. The pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Gioffi gets it back. Throws up her shot. That's off the mark. Rolls out of bounds. And we'll go back to Sydney. Last touched by the Lady Bulldogs. Post-game show coming up with our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. Lots of good candidates tonight. It's going to be tough picks. Down into the corner here for Paternoster, who has checked back into the game now for Sydney. Paternoster is fouled in the corner by Carly Heavey with exactly 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And the score, 46-19. 46-19, the score, the Delhi girls on top. As Nate Law with you live here on WCDO. Taylor Barnes into the corner and now back out to the foul line here for Paternoster, leaving one off. and into the corner for Constable. With a minute 50 to go here, Delhi Girls on top. Ball trickles out of bounds and will be staying with the Sydney Lady Warriors. Again, post-game show coming up. We'll get you some out-of-town scores if we can, as well as the scoring recap. We'll do our three awards as Sydney looks to get it in underneath, and they do to Taylor Barnes, and she's fouled. So Barnes is going to go to the charity stripe here. And Barnes will look to shoot two for the Sydney Warriors. And so Barnes will shoot the first one, and boy, hit the rim three times and then bounced out. So Barnes will go back for her second shot. And again, Sydney just not their night shooting the ball. I think a lot of it has to do with the Delhi defense, but I've seen Sydney play and shoot a lot better than this. First point of the night there for Taylor Barnes as she gets it to go in, and it's 46-20 with a minute 45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Logan Bruce to the far side of the floor. Bruce setting up the offense here with a minute 35 left. And now a steal by Taylor Barnes, and she'll be off to the races. Barnes down the right side of the floor, and she's fouled and will go to the line with a minute 29 left. So again, 46-20 the score. And Barnes to the line with a minute and a half to go. That will be the fifth foul on Delhi as a team. And Barnes to the line. They still haven't put up that last Sydney point yet. So Barnes, first one here, rattles out, won't go down. And Hannah Morley's going to check back in, as well as Julia Burns. Logan Bruce to the bench. Brenna Gioffi to the bench. And so most of the bench getting in here now at the end of the game, as well as Sarah Fischetti. So now they have put that point up. So it's 46-20 with a minute and a half to go. Barnes' second shot, no good. Rebound for Julia Burns, safely into the hands of Carly Heavey, and she'll walk it back up the floor. Sydney playing tenacious defense to the end as Morley gets it up, and will start the offense on the left side of the floor. Nice win here tonight for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs to remain in second place in the MAC standings, only trailing undefeated Bainbridge. Right side of the floor here for Carly Heavey. Running jumper, won't go down. Rebound for Taylor Hawkins as we hit 1 minute to go here in this girls' contest. And back up the floor for Mackenzie Constable. Into the corner now for Taylor Barnes. Barnes outside the three-point line. Pump fakes, gets down low on the baseline, throws up a shot, and she's fouled with 52 seconds left. So Taylor Barnes right back to the line where she will shoot two. This is a familiar spot here for Taylor Barnes. So Barnes, first shot around the world, and finally goes down. So Barnes now with 2 points on the night, makes it 46-21 with 52 seconds left. Sydney with a tough road ahead as Barnes misses the second shot. They have Hancock on Monday in a game we'll have here on CDO. That should be an interesting battle. Two very evenly matched teams, in my opinion. Sydney with a rebound, and they'll get it back out to Constable at the top of the key with 40 seconds left. Into the corner now, Paternoster a shot, partially blocked by Julia Burns, but stolen right back by Taylor Barnes, up off the glass and good. And Taylor Barnes now with 4 points, 46-23, 30 seconds left, and Carly Heavey will walk it up the floor perhaps one last time. Shot clock and game clock are pretty much even. They get it down into the corner for Julia Burns, and she just couldn't hold on to it. Ball rolls out of bounds, so it's going to go back to Sydney with 23 seconds left. And Barnes will get this one back to Constable. She'll work it up the floor. Constable over the half-court timeline here to the left side of the floor. Sets up the offense for the Sydney Lady Warriors. And here is Taylor Barnes. Give and go back for Constable. Right baseline drive. Pull-up jumper. Won't go down. Morley with a rebound. 5 seconds left. And it looks like our final score tonight is going to be 46-23. The Delhi Girls defeating Sydney. Stay tuned. Post-game show coming right up, folks, on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So the Delhi girls defeat Sydney 46-23 for a key MAC win tonight here at home, and a post with a game-high 9 points to lead Delaware Academy. So a nice win here tonight for DA. Again, 46-23. Let's go through our scoring summary first for Delhi. Very even scoring. 9 for Anna Post, 8 for Olivia Wakin, 7 apiece for Addie Sackett and Logan Bruce, 6 for Kayla Spangenberg, 5 for Carly Heavey, 4 for Caitlin Finch. On the other side for Sydney, 5 points for Carrie Lee Pierce, 4 apiece from Taylor Barnes, Ari Bernard, Taylor Hawkins, and Mackenzie Constable, 2 points for Mackenzie Gravelin. And let's go through our 3 awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Want to give that award to Anna Post tonight. Game high 9 points. I thought she really did a great job down low. So Anna Post, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next, the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Again, I'd like to give this to Kara Lee Pierce tonight from Sydney. Ends up with 9 blocks and 5 points, and she was the real difference down low, I thought, and really made Delhi work for it in the early part of the contest. So Kara Lee Pierce of Sydney, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. Finally, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney. A proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Boy, a lot of good choices here tonight. I have it down to 2, Olivia Wakin or Kayla Spangenberg. I think I'm going to go Olivia Wakin tonight. She came alive in the second half, had 8 points. So Olivia Wakin from Delhi, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, our final score, the Delhi girls defeating Sydney 46-23. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to have the boys' game coming up. They're starting to warm up right now, so we're going to take a small break, and we'll come back with the boys' game. Sydney and Delhi should be a great, great game. 2 very evenly matched teams. Good size, good guards. This game will have it all. Again, our final score for the girls, 46-23. Delhi defeating Sydney. Boys' game coming up here on CDO.